All right, guys, we are back. We're going to do some Eventful Yours outtakes or bonus footage. Let's call it that. That's better.
Yes.
And this is going to be sponsored by Eventful 203. Your special day starts here. And we're still here at the River City Winery. And we're going to talk more about some of the wines. We ran out of time in the regular podcast. So now we're going to just dive into a couple more samples. And we don't mind at all, do we, Lori?
No, we do not.
And I think our producer, Jason, doesn't mind at all either.
No.
He gives the thumbs up. All right, kids, let's go.
We're having too much fun with Gary and Karen, so we got to keep it going.
All right, Gary, so tell us, what are we drinking right now? It's yummy.
We are having a grape called Vignoles.
So Vignoles.
We always have this. People always ask, they go, so what kind of grape is in the Vignoles? Well, the grape's called Vignoles.
Vignoles. So,
easy enough.
So this grape is actually from New York.
Okay.
So this juice came into us already pressed as juice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good. It's about 6% residual.
Okay.
So it's a lot sweeter than what we have
before.
Yeah,
I find it really
right
sweet.
It's right up my alley.
You like it? Yeah.
I love it.
It's very popular.
I like it. I just don't typically do it that sweet.
Yeah.
And we entered this in Indy International this year, and it got a double gold in Vignoles, which means when it goes to the panel that all the judges on the panel said gold. So it's concordance gold.
Yeah. So it's special. It's real special.
It is very good. Now, we grow Vignoles at Eagle Crest Vineyard.
Uh-huh.
We also get Vignoles from Vague Davis Vineyard, Kentucky. And those Vignoles grapes have more of a banana Laffy Taffy kind of flavor to them.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
This one does not. So it's more of a terroir. The grape's coming from a different part of the country. So it's the same grape, but it's going to have a little bit of different taste.
Okay.
I feel like it's like kind of citrusy, grapefruity. Am I
it's
wrong?
More grapefruity kind of flavor.
Ooh, does that mean I'm a good wine person that I tell that?
It means you drink a lot of wine, yeah.
Oh, so yikes.
So is it true that if it's going to be a sweet wine that you drink it chilled, and a dry wine should be drank warm, even if it's
room temperature?
I think most people like it a little colder than what it would normally be, but whites in general are usually cold.
Even if it's
they'll
dry?
They'll say 55, even if it's dry.
Okay.
55, but, we serve here at, 37, so right out of the refrigerator, pretty much what you're going to have at home.
Crisp.
Now,
relaxing.
Reds, if they're sweeter reds, a lot of those will be chilled.
Okay.
But when you get in the dry reds, if you drink a dry, like, let's say a Cabernet,
mm-hmm.
if you drink that chilled, you won't taste half of it.
Oh.
And it doesn't really bring out the flavors until you warm it up to room temperature.
Okay.
Now, you don't want it hotter. You don't want it 80 degrees.
See,
so
yeah.
if you're outside and it's 85 or 90,
yeah.
you probably don't want that at 85 or 90. You
I kind of made that mistake at the loft once. I kind of was just trying to help the bartenders out a little bit,
Uh-oh.
And I just kind of went on a little bit of a icing down rampage.
We iced
down the red, and the bartender and the bride was kind of like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's a common mistake,
yeah.
actually. Especially with people that don't drink a lot of dry reds, they'll
mm-hmm.
they'll chill it. Now, mm-hmm. here, we'll store all of our dry reds
mm-hmm.
At serving temperature at 65.
Okay.
Now, all of our wine stored in the cellar here at 55, that's the long-term storage. So when it comes up the first floor, the whites will go to 37 and the reds will go to 65.
So do you go by traditional standards of how to hold a wine glass? Do you think if it's cold, you shouldn't hold the glass, you should hold the stem? Is this still like a thing, or am I...
Well,
crazy.
It is kind of a thing, but there's stemless glasses now, so
which I love.
We don't serve them here, but they're great, for outdoors or
uh-huh.
somewhere where it's going to be uneven surfaces to set them down.
Gotcha.
But if you hold it by the stem, you will keep the wine from warming up to hand temperature. So
gotcha.
There is I catch myself holding the glass as well, but.
Well, it's just so hard to do, mm-hmm. I mean, they're so fancy.
They're so fancy, yeah.
Fancy.
It makes you feel like a wine connoisseur when you do it properly.
Yes. Pinkies up. So can wine go bad? I had some
yes.
wine in my trunk.
This
so
was
you
like
shouldn't
2
leave it in your
years,
car.
And it was red, and I was like, no, it's good. And I gave it away as presents.
Oh, you were not a good friend.
I know, yeah. but they were unopened. But
actually,
I was just
that
like,
was probably
here you
a good
go,
strategy.
Girl.
You don't want to keep that stuff. Give it away.
I did.
So
give it,
it
away.
So is that called like boiling the wine? Is it like
yeah?
Good?
You know, we tell people when they buy wine here to don't put it in the trunk and leave it overnight. If you just have a short drive home, it's probably okay. But, in the summer, if it's 90 degrees outside, your trunk's probably 120.
Oh.
Now, what we do here is we make sure the wines are stable. So if they're not heat stable, they will throw off proteins. If you put them in a trunk for a few hours or even in a window in your kitchen or something or any hot room or near the furnace or anywhere, if they stay warm for a very long period, they'll get kind of a protein haze.
Ooh.
And there's different standards of that. Sometimes it'll be kind of like you look in there and you can see things floating. Sometimes it's just a dust or powder that kind of settles on the bottom of the bottle. Those are all instabilities. It doesn't make the wine bad.
Okay.
It just means it's not stable at warm temperatures. So here we make sure we check those wines before, while they're still in tank. Mm-hmm. We put them through a series of tests for heat stability and cold stability. And then if they need one or the other, we'll either add bentonite or put them. Bentonite is what clears most of the proteins out. That it'll take us about a month to go through that. And then if they're cold, if they're unstable as far as cold stability, which means they're throwing tartaric acids. If you've ever seen what they call the wine diamonds at the bottom of the glass. We'll send them through a cold chill a little longer to try to drop those tartaric acids out of the wine. So if you ever see that coming from a wine in River City, we ask that you contact us immediately, because that's something that we do test for, and if it's something that happens, we want to know about it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so the Wine Fairy has blessed us again with another pour. So what are we drinking now? This is so exciting. The Wine Fairy. Love you.
That's the Wine Fairy. This is Tropical Storm, so now we're getting into the sweeter stuff.
Very sweet.
A lot of Midwest people like sweet wines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for us to not have sweet wines would be missing a lot of the consumers.
Oh, this is good.
So this is actually a Traminette as well. It's what the base wine is, and then we just add mangoes to it.
Oh.
So,
and I love a mango.
And it's going to be a lot sweeter. Mm-hmm. You might taste, you know, I can taste the Traminette in it. And sometimes we use different wines. Sometimes we use Vidal Blanc. Different wines, usually whatever's available to us, and we'll add the mangoes to it. But this has been a favorite for years for people that like the summer wines. And this is more seasonal. We do it in the summer. Once we run out, we won't do it again until spring.
Okay.
Does it bug you when people mix like a sangria type of thing with your wines, or you'd like go for it?
If it was my wine, I would get upset. But if they buy it, it's all on them. So now, you know, if it's a really good expensive wine, you would, you know, if you're going to mix it like that, use something that's not so good.
Right. Oh, okay.
A little pro tip for you guys.
Right.
So if it's
don't go spend $30 on a bottle of red wine and make sangria out of it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we have next? I'm getting really excited. Is that it, or do we have more?
We got one more.
We have one more.
Oh wait, but we had to finish this one first.
Okay.
Salud.
So let's talk through if your plant, since, I mean, you know, it is eventfully yours. We're doing a wine tasting. We're having fun, but we still got to talk event stuff. Okay,
let's
so what would you recommend if someone's planning their event and they've got a wide variety of crowd? What I think is that you can't give your guests too many options, or it gets too confusing at the bar.
I agree.
So I say like a nice, really nice red, a nice white, and then maybe something
sweeter.
You know, sweeter.
You know, we have a lot of people come in and they ask, I'm getting this for a friend for a Christmas present, or they're going to a housewarming party or something like that. I've always told them, get a Riesling.
Yes.
Or something along the style, which, you know, anywhere from like 2 to 4% residual sugar on a nice crisp white. Most people, even if they like dry reds, will still be able to drink that wine and find it okay. You know, I mean, even if it's not what they would normally pick, they'll drink it. If you come in with Tropical Storm and that's, you know, at 12% residual sugar and mangoes, people that like Merlot are probably not going to like that. So,
right. Okay. Gotcha.
So we usually shoot and, you know, go something middle ground.
All right. Okay. All right. So what is this? This is something that's like red.
This is
black.
But
it's not typical red.
No, well, that's one of the myths out there. People think that, well, it's a red, so it's a red wine.
Right.
When we talk about red wines, we're talking about wines from red grapes that are fermented on the skins. So we take the skin, the whole grape, and ferment that.
Okay.
So that color and those tannins are coming from the skin of the grape.
Okay.
There are other wines that are red in color when you look in the bottle, but they haven't been fermented on the skins. So they may be sweet, they may be crisp, maybe acidic, but there won't be that tannin there. They may obviously be red as well. So we do a Fire Engine Red out of Chamberson, which is a red grape, and we press it immediately off the skins. There's no skin contact as far as fermentation, but the color you see is like a Fire Engine Red. Just, you know, it's that color.
Okay.
But it's more like a white Zinfandel.
Okay.
So it's done the same way a white Zinfandel is, but white Zinfandel kind of leaves it more of a pinky salmon color, where this leaves it what you're looking at. It's the same kind of almost like a red fire truck.
Okay.
Now, this is black currant.
Is my favorite.
Is it? Now,
is
this
it
is
really?
As sweet as we go currently.
I was going to say, see, I must just not be a sweet person.
Yeah,
because
if
that's
she
not
brought
bad.
This to your party, you would probably not
I'd
be happy.
Me out.
I'd be like, thanks, Krista.
Take this with you when you leave.
Yeah. So this.
I'll re-gift that one. No.
Black currant is a little berry, and they are very tart.
Mm-hmm.
So to get them to be balanced or smooth, you have to add a lot of sugar.
And I don't mind that at all.
If you think about like a tart cherry or a tart cranberry, you know, you're going to get that tart bitterness. And if you don't make it sweet, it's not going to be smooth. So in order to get black currants smooth, we have to put a lot of sugar to it. So we're at 15% residual sugar.
So, Christy, you're just a lot sweeter than I am.
So sweet. Yeah.
You are.
Now, here's there's several ways. When we talk about residual sugar, most of our wines are residual sugar in the sense that we fermented and stopped the fermentation at, say, 3% sugar. So what you have in that bottle is 3% grape juice. Some of these wines, we have to add more. So like this is 15%, so we're adding cane sugar to take it back.
Gosh.
So it's not a healthy one for you. But all
of
our... You
can't drink that one every night and expect to lose weight.
Not at all.
All of our whites, all of our sweet whites, even the Vignoles that you had before has no cane sugar. It's all residual sugar from the grape. So
which is better for you?
It's a lot better for you.
Okay.
And it tastes a lot better. So, I mean, people say, well, it doesn't make much of a difference. But here's, would you rather have a glass of sugar water or a glass of grape juice?
Yeah.
It's obvious that the grape juice is going to taste better. So
right.
That's here at River City, that's what sets us apart, because a lot of wineries don't do this.
Right.
They'll ferment to dryness, complete dryness, and then they'll stabilize it, and then they'll add cane sugar back to get it to, say, 2%. They'll take Riesling, dry all the way, make a dry Riesling, then add 2% cane sugar back and call it a semi-sweet Riesling. Here, we'll take the fermentation down to 2% and stop it. And at that point, we'll chill it down, and we'll run it through a filtration process to get the yeast out, and then we'll bottle it at 2%. And that 2% that's in that bottle is grape juice, not sugar.
Gary Humphreys, you are all knowing.
I was
going
to say, I feel like I've been to like a college class today. Yeah. I feel so smart now.
Well, there is a lot to know about wine.
Yeah,
but it's
clearly.
Also, it's obviously a fun thing to do.
Yeah, so. That's great.
It's
awesome.
Definitely fun.
Okay, well, maybe we can finish up on, because tell us, is it true that if you have, you're planning an event and you need large quantities of wine and you pick your favorites here at River City, do you get discounts for bulk purchases of your wine?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, we do have.
Good for the listeners to know.
Depending on how much you would like to purchase.
Okay.
We do offer discounts, and you can ask about that at the wine bar. And you are also allowed to come in. If you're having a special event here,
okay,
you can come in and do a pre-tasting.
Okay.
And that way you can decide on what wines you want at your event.
Awesome.
Well.
Okay, so I'm having a welcome to fall party at my house, a very small gathering with some fashion friends. So I can buy a case of this yummy, delicious wine.
Yes.
And
you would receive 15% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. 15% off. Mm-hmm.
So basically you're getting a bottle or so free of that.
Yes.
So.
Awesome. Who doesn't love free?
Yeah, it's free.
I love it. This has been great.
Why buy 11 when you can get the 12 for free?
Yep.
Look at you, Gary.
That's right. Yeah.
Look at you. Gary Humphreys, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, this has been fun.
You're
I like
great.
Our, I like our bonus feature.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going
we'll
to happen
do
every
time.
We
yeah,
will.
Do this again.
I don't know if it can happen every time, because I don't know if we'd have such interesting guests to do it every time.
Or how much weight I'd gain. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
We could keep you on the dry stuff.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Advance my palate. It's a little immature right now. Okay, well, my name is Christy Miles Pearson, and I'm again with Lori Hagg, and this is Eventfully Yours bonus clips, powered by, I've had too much wine, powered by Extol Podcasting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jason.
Bye.
Yeah, I got a feeling.